With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says there will be a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico after a call with that country's leader. As the 25% tariff rates stay in place, the president says his phone conversation with the president was very successful in that more and more they are getting to know and understand one another. President Trump announcing a new trade agreement with South Korea. Here's BBC correspondent Katie Silver.
In a post on social media, the U.S. president described the agreement as full and complete. He said Seoul would invest more than $300 billion in American projects and buy up $100 billion of American energy. A key U.S. ally, South Korea, had been desperately trying to reduce the 25% import tariff that was scheduled to come into effect on Friday. Its new president, Lee Jae-myung, said the deal eliminated uncertainty for the country, which is a major global exporter of chips, cars, and steel. He's expected to visit Trump in the White House in the next 2 weeks.
Texas Republicans unveiling a proposal for new congressional maps Wednesday as a redistricting battle heats up across the country. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The maps are expected to create five new House seats that President Trump won by double digits in November. Mr. Trump had pressed Lone Star State Republicans to redraw the lines to protect the party's narrow 219 to 212 House majority in next year's midterms. Republican State Representative Todd Hunter filed the proposal as Texas lawmakers met for a special session. The maps could endanger Democrats' efforts to take back the lower chamber next year. In response to the move in Texas, Democrats in California and other blue states have floated their own redistricting possibilities, heating up a redistricting war ahead of the midterms. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal Reserve leaving its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year. This is SRN News. Christian nations are on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While religion remains a critical part of life in the United States, things much different for our neighbors to the north. The rate of regular church attendance in Canada far lower than it is in the U.S., and evangelical Christians have nowhere near the political clout in Canada that they have in America. There are no major campaigns in Canada to post the Ten Commandments or protect the life of unborn babies. This is SRN News. United States and Israel oppose an announcement by Canada to recognize a Palestinian state. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Prime Minister Mark Carney announced on Wednesday that Canada would follow France and the United Kingdom in recognizing a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly in September. U.S. President Donald Trump responded quickly, tweeting out a warning that such a move would make a trade deal between the North American neighbors difficult. President Trump had been clear in his opposition to the statehood plan, arguing it would make the ongoing negotiations to end the hostage crisis and arrive at a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas more, not less, difficult. Supporters of the Jewish state, led by hostage families, expressed strong opposition to the French-led plan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.